Okay, Shalom Abracha, Mazel Abracha, Chaim Abracha. This is Monday, on 4th of Teves, 25 December 2006. We're learning Sheni in Vayigash. And we started last year in Miketz. This is like Shir number 400, 57 parashas, and about 9 a week. And it's about 400. We're away for 2 weeks in Eretz Yisrael, Yom Tovim. So it's about 400. Even though in Bereshit you have 70 or 80, whatever, then go Shmos, Vayikubah, Midbah, Devorim. Let's go to Sheni. Vahoyikir Oso Kain and Arvo Meis. Yosef up to here. He says, Yehuda's telling over the story, how it started from the beginning, the questions you asked us, and the old father, the boy doesn't come back, he's going to die. And Yosef was so moved by the story that Yehuda tells over, Shnaim Yolda Liishti, my wife had two children, like we ended the shiur yesterday. What do you mean your wife had two children? Wife? He had four wives. They didn't have two children. It was 12. He told them we were 12. Then he sees 11. And now he says two. So which one is it? 12, 11, or two? He tells them in the past that there were 12. We are 12. Now he sees 11. Then he says, my father only had two. It's a very big confusion. So, which means my father had 12. Now you see 11. And one is missing. Okay, good. Now, what's with the two? Oh, Ishti, Rachel was the only one he really wanted to marry. That was the only one he really wanted to marry. And the other ones were like B'nai Pelakshim, says the Ramban. He says, I only wanted one, then I got tricked into another, and a handmaiden, and this, all I wanted was one, and all that's supposed to come from me is Binyamin, Yosef and Binyamin, and Shnayim, only two, Yoldali Ishti, the one I liked most of all, Rachel. Kvar Omar on the Yud Beis, Vakshavata Roa Yud Alev, Mazeh Beis, Yoldali Ishti, Elo, Demes, Rayotzi Yaakov, Ishoachas, Rachel. And two bonim, kol hashar, kmo bnei pelakshim, like bnei pelakshim, says the Ramban. Anyhow, now we get to here, to Sheni. Vato, one pasuk before Sheni. Vato, kavoi alav d'chol avi. When I come back to your servant, my father, this is the fourth time he hears it, and translated is eight. Hanar in any tana, and the lad is not with us. That means Binyamin, who's 32 years old, because Yosef is 7 years older. That's 39. Well, Yosef is 39. Benafshe kushura benafsho. You know that one, his life is tied up with him because he loved Rachel most, and she died. One son of Rachel disappeared, and this is the last one. So he says, Nafsho kushura benafsho. His soul, Yaakov's soul, is wrapped up in his soul. Now, the hoya sheni, pasuk lamed aleph, the hoya kir oso, kein hanar, when you see that the boy's not with us, Vomeis will die. Her father will die. Horidu Avadecha, and your servants will cause to bring down Es Sevas, the hoary head Avadecha Avino of your servant, my father. This is the fifth time it's mentioned, which is when this translated becomes 10. So because of this, Yosef heard it 10 times. It didn't stop them. 10 years were taken off his life. Instead of living as 120 like all the other brothers did, he lived to 110. And, of course, one brother lived less. That was Binyamin, because he lived 115. Because they said anyone who stole your gviya shall die. Ooh, and no one there stole it, which is true. No one did. It was they were framed. Then they tore their clothes when they found it in Binyamin's bag. Not because they thought Binyamin was a god of Chas v'Shalom. Because they said a statement will die. Didn't they remember their father also made that statement when the lover is looking for his trophim? He said, the one that stole it will die. Ooh, Shitaka did die before all the other wives. Rachel. They tore their clothes, Kriya, because of the shua they made that one of them will die, the Gezeira. Ooh, so Shitaka died at 115, Binyamin. All the others lived to 120 or more, except Yosef, 110. V'yogon and Sholo will bring it down in grief into the grave, which means Gehenim. Ka'avadacho, your servant, standing in front of you, me, El Yehudo. Orav Azana, guaranteed this lad. My father Lamor, this is what I said. If I don't bring him back, to you, I will send to my father called Hayomim all the days, this world and the next world. Let me stay in here instead of him. Evet, a servant Ladoni. Anar Yalim Echav, let the brother go, the young one there, the young one go up with his brothers. How can I come back to my father? Banar Enenu, E.T., and the lad is not with me. Pen Era, unless I see. Baro'o, the evil, Asher Yim, so Zavi, I don't want to see the evil that would happen to my father. Well, now we're at Memhei. Now let's take a look at this for a minute. You know, there's a trope called Mercho Tipcho, Mercho Tipcho, Munachas Nakto, Mercho Tipcho. It's like a pause. Look back at Pesach of Beis. The Nomer El Adoni. And you're just telling over the story. Lo Yuchal Hanar Lazov Esoviv. The lad cannot leave his father. Bozav Esoviv. He leaves his father. That's like a stop. Then Vomeis. That means Binyamin. Because along the way he may die. And here it says, Ki Ein Hanar Vomeis. That's Oviv. The Oviv is what Tipcho. It means the Ovid, the Elazav is Oviv, that's one thought. And then after the Tipcho comes Vomeis, that means Binyamin will die. Because he can't live his father, and if he's along the road, he might die. But Derech, because his brother got lost on the Derech, and his mother died along the Derech. And with two, when it comes to Mokhm Sakoni, you establish a Chazaka with two. And same thing here. Vahoyo Shani, Kir Oso Ki Ein Hanar. Which means when he sees the lad is not with us, Binyamin, Vomeis, a father will die. So now we're up to Memhei. Let's take a look. Why should I stay instead of my brother? Father's going to die from the tsar. Seeing the boy's not there, that'll kill him. I was a guarantor for the boy. Why do I come in here, be the speaker and the man and the whole representative? Yosef Mishar, okay, rather than all of my brothers, why am I the one that speaks up? Heim kulam mibchutz. They are all on the outside. Vani nis kasharati. But I bound myself with a strong knot. Lios menudo. I promised my father I'll be in cherem, excommunicated with both beis olamos, this world and the next. Yeshev no avdcha. Please let me be instead of him. Shekol dover ani meula. You see, Mister, I am better than him in every way. Meula memeno legavura. I have more physical strength, as the Medrash tells how Yaakov showed Yosef. You know, I'm a very powerful person. He took a rock and he opened the shirt and the hair stuck out of his shirt and he cracked the rock on his hair. So Yosef says, the king says, they thought it was a king. They said, that's not impressive. He took a piece of metal and bent it with his bare hands. And then Yosef screamed and the walls collapsed, something, and Yehuda screamed and the whole place collapsed. It was to read the Midrashim, but they showed off between each other because Yosef is a melech and Yehuda is a melech. And melech not only has powerful self-control and character strength, also physical strength. So he says, Anima ulemena legvura, I have more physical strength than him. Ulemilchoma, I'm a better soldier than him. I know more military strategy than him. And l'shamish, I'm more refined and dignified and servant attendant. I know to serve in diplomatic circles, says Rashi. Lo yuchal Yosef lisapik. Then we get to this. Lo yuchal Yosef lisapik. Yosef couldn't hold himself back anymore. The chol enit sovim olav, all the people standing around, the goyim, the guards, you know. He said, take everyone out of here. Otsi called Ishmael, everybody out of here. Not one single man that stood there, Ito, the Yosef, when Yosef revealed himself to his brothers. Now look at this. He was not able to hiss apek. What does that mean? He didn't have the strength anymore, says Unkelis. The ischasano didn't have the strength. Nobody, no guards with these 11 men. Very strange. The king is alone with 11 men, no guards. Now, this apek, he got them out of there because he was the busha of his brothers in front of the goyim when he's going to now reveal himself. Opek is to break forth. Puk, go out. Opek. A riverbed, a channel containing something. It contains it. He couldn't contain himself anymore. Apek, to hold back. Puk, go out and see, like it says in Yerushalmi. Puk, chazu. And Ofek is the horizon. It only contains so much of the area you see. He wasn't able to hold himself back anymore to contain himself. now comes the greatest moment in one of the greatest moments in Jewish history. The man starts crying. Yosef, a king, alone with no guards, 11 bruisers, big, tall, powerful people, who he's fighting with them, and he had him arrested a few times once for 3 days, and he sends out all the guards, and the king starts crying. Vayishmu Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim heard this. They mamish heard it. They were listening through the doors, they were peeking through. They thought he went crazy. Vayishma Beisfarah, the government heard this. The king has lost his mind. This very, as soon as the Pasuk Tezayin, you have it again. Now they thought he was Mushugai, he was lost his mind. 11 men with no guards, you start crying. And you start, and soon you'll see Pharaoh was very worried right here. Yishmu Mitzrayim, the Mitzrayim heard this. That means Mitzrayim, the people are in their palace there. Shemu Amamish. Yishma Beis Pharaoh, the government heard it, the people standing around. What's going on? The king has lost his mind. Yom Yosef Elechov, Ani Yosef. I am Yosef. Ha'odovichai, it's not a question. He told them many, many times he's living. It's a statement. Ha'od Avichai, what do you know? Father has to live through all this sorrow you caused him for these 22 years. What a shame on you. Ani Yosef, you just said, V'ochiv meis, you're shakronim, and you're achazorim. Ha'od Avichai, is my father could live through this? So they couldn't answer him. They didn't believe this. They were shocked because of his face. They had never looked at his face before this moment. Now look at the Chazal in Beforshim. Prior to the moment when Yosef identified himself to his brothers, they had never looked directly at his face. Because in olden times you had to talk to the king on your knees with your head down. Never look at the king in his face. Which is why they didn't recognize him all up to now. Because the halacha, that is forbidden, because that was one reason they're not allowed to look at him, but they thought he was a Rasha. Because the halacha, that is forbidden to look at the face of a Rasha, which they believed he was Pharaoh, to be. Now that he said, I am Yosef, they looked at him for the first time, and were utterly astonished at his appearance. Nivhalu miponov, because he looked like their father. Doesn't it say, he told us Yaakov Yosef earlier? And which means that we know that he looked like just like his father. Ziv Ikunin. He was an icon of his father. He looked exactly the same. They thought they were looking at their father. He was an ultra shock. They were in a state of Bahola. Ultra shock Mipanov. They never looked at him till this moment. They couldn't answer him. But for three reasons. One, they said, you know, Achiv Meis, and now he says, Ani Yosef, which means you're lying. Number two, Shepanov Kipnei Aviem Yaakov. Number three, Shehirgish Sheshakru. They felt they were lied because they said, Achiv Meis. Kivin Sheshakru Efsho Ha'av Einup. Chai, maybe Yosef thought the father's also not living. Once you tell a lie once, you're always a liar. Oh my goodness! They came closer. Yomi says quietly, "I am Yosef." He didn't want Binyamin to hear because he was not involved in the sale. Didn't want Mavayish Binyamin. Ani Yosef, Achich Hashem, Echatim Osim Mitzrayimo. Abba Yisri is talking to 10 of them, not 11 of them. Rashi, he didn't want them to be there when he says, I am Yosef, and they will be embarrassed in front of the Goyim. And they didn't want the Goyim to see their brothers embarrassed. When he admits to them who he is, doesn't mean the house, it means the government, the people. Elikamo, Beis Yisrael, Beis Yehuda. Nibhalum upon the Nehabusho, Gushuno Eli, come here close. Roho some Nesugim Aloha, they saw they're walking backwards. They thought it was a trick or a joke or it was some kind of trick or something. Omar Ashavani Nichlomin, Achai Nichlomin, my brothers are ashamed. Korolehem Beloshin Chako, he says, come over here. But Tachanunim, and he was talking very nice to them. But here Lehem Shehu Mohul, he showed him, he has Me Milo. oh, come to me, Eilat, from the word Gishu, Goshu, come very close. He didn't want anyone else to see this. And some say Rashi Rabbi didn't want Binyamin to see it because he's not involved in the sale. Oh my, Shuno, Losharakov Tachanun, he Goshu Yom and Yosef Achichem, Hashem Bechatem Osim Mitzrayim. Wow, now we got a big kasha, boy say. We got a bomb kasha. Shuno Eli. Kolam Mitzrayim Hoya Mahulam Ot, Egyptians, by him, were circumcised because they went during the 7 years of hunger. He moved them all around the country, the Mitzrayim, and all their food that they hoarded in their 7 good years rotted. And they came to Pharaoh. He says, go to Yosef. He says, yeah, we went to Yosef. You know what he told us? We have to have Milah. He says, well, if he told you have Milah, he's probably the one that cursed your storehouses, and they rotted. You better listen to him. So they all had Milah. So what does it prove? They had Milah. Mazeraya. And number two, wasn't Yosef born Mahul, like it says Orech Chaim? So what does it prove? Some say it's a mashal who. Kipi Hamadaber Aleichem, the mouth that speaks to you. You're going to see that in a few more pesukim. The mouth that speaks to you. L'shono shel odom hikir shlo oso masa avera. The way a person talks, you see if he did, you can see if he led a moral or immoral life. From here, the mouth and the milah is the source for mitzitza bepeh at a bris. Look at the mayan. Beisach Eva, if you want to be really lifted up and elevated to a high madrega. Wow. So, v'yom Yosef alachov g'shuno alayvi yigosh v'yom ani Yosef achichem shemachatim alosim mitzroyim avato now al te'otzvu. Do not be aggravated. Al yichar ba'enechem. Don't grieve yourself. Ki mechatim alosim that you sold me here. No, ki lemichyo. I came here to keep you alive. Shlachani olehim lefnechem. God sent me, not you. Give me zeshin asayim a rov there 2 years already of a rov the care of horns the old chomishonim this 5 more years I ain't chodesh there's no plowing because there's no harvesting yishlochein yolehim lefenechem and God sent me before you losum dochem sheiris to set you up for a remnant you won't go lost won't die because of the hunger orders will hachios them and keep you alive lefleita kadola for a tremendous redemption one day. We're at shlishi now. We got a bombakash another one. What do you mean? What does Yosef said? Ain't Chodesh Vein Kotzir. How could it be? Doesn't it say in Bereishis Ches, right in the beginning after the Mabul, Zer of a Kotzir lo Yishbosu? Bereishis Ches Chabbeis. Vavadai. Im Yizru Yiki Kotzir. If somebody puts him in the seed, he'll get it. Not much. Ala lo Yechrosh the Kotzir. They wouldn't want to wait to it to cut it. Shehoya Ochlen Viyada Zera. You gave him seed rather than plant it, they ate it. Maybe it won't live 6 months or 5 months till the thing comes up. Look in the Balaturim. Sure, they ate it right away. Why would they plant it? And another thing, in Chorish v'Kotzer, people could have plowed and put seed in. It doesn't say in Chorisho v'Kotzero. Means, because you know why? If you will say Harish Vekatsira, no professional plowing for business purposes, that's a badai. Even about a private person wouldn't even do it. Ain't Kurdish for an individual, because he would rather eat the seed and grind it up and make the cereal out of it. Who knows, cream of wheat. He wouldn't put it in the ground. Ooh, which means Ain't Kurdish Vekatsira, you could do it, you get something out of it if you do it, but maybe you wouldn't even live that long. Better eat it right away. That's how bad the hunger was. Now, lemichyo and she'eris is for gashmius. Hashem sent me here lemichyo to keep you alive, to feed you, and she'eris to keep you alive physically, and to give you a room, a place to live. That's for gashmius. Lahachios es lochem is for ruchnius. The fleita gedolo, that is for 180 years or something, because he was there 22 years already, and took off 22 years from 180, and... So you have to, it's 210, it's like 190, 188 or something, 188 years ago. So Fleita Gedola, there's Michio, She'eris, and the Hachios and the Fleita Gedola. Two are for Gashmi's salvation and two for Ruchnias. They were so shocked. Now let's learn a Gemara that will really give you insight. Says the Gemara, Chagigo, Dalin Omid Bey. La yachlu, Rabbi Lezer became motel haikuro, havi bochi. Rabbi Lezer came to this pasuk, he cried. Omar, he said, look at the kal v'chomer. Omar, tochoch, like, just look at a record, reprimand, shal boss of a dom, a human being, Yosef against his brothers. Kasev, bov, la yachlu, yachlu, la anus, so they couldn't answer him. Ki nivhalo, they were shocked. He put up that this so-called liar, and Navi Sheker, is taka, not a liar. And he's a Navi, and the most powerful country on earth. He's a king. And all our assumptions about him are wrong. We're Choshev B'Ksherim. The man is a king. He is a Navi. We're wrong. He's 100% right. We ought to be ashamed of yourself that the best one of you thought was the worst. You're inferior to him. Oh, King of Halumi Panov. Tochocho Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu one day. Alachas Kamo V'Kamo. When he said, hey, Yidlach, what did you do with your life? What did you do with your life? A man couldn't answer. A man, they were so shocked. They were tongue. They couldn't open their mouth. What are you going to say? They were nivhalu miponav. Ad osarega lo ro uponov, they never saw his face. And now they see his face, and they see it looks like their father is talking to them. Woe to us is on the Yom Hadin, when for the Averis we did. Why didn't you do certain mitzvos? Yosef cut shivishvatim. He's one of the youngest of the shvatim. So they couldn't stand under his withering reprimand. They were shocked from him. He's going to say to you, Ani Hashem. No, Anochi Hashem Lekecho. Yosef says, Ani Yosef. And they couldn't answer him. What are you going to be when Hashem comes to you and says, Anochi Hashem Lekecho? Mister, what did you do with your... Why did you do these Averis? Why didn't you do these mitzvahs? Oy lo neviyom hadin for the Averis. Oy lo neviyom hatochoko. Why didn't you do mitzvahs? Ain't the mavur eifer merumas kan shalchicham. Yosef, where do you see anything here? It's a very nice chazal, but where do you see in the pasuk that there was any tochoko? He just says, I am Yosef. That's it. They were shocked. Where do you see they was mochiach them anything? Ooh, now you can learn some hashkafa of the Torah. Nirabit shenedaktik beklal b'shalos Yosef ha'odav ichai. That's the biggest tochocha in the world. Ma shalohi zu malo mikol amshach devrayim osu ro'o v'yodak Yosef chai. They told him over and over and over. Gam ma shaychus shalos zu la'amra ani Yosef. What's the connection? It's not a question, it's a statement. You mean he has enough koyach to tolerate this load of aggravation, that sorrow, what you tortured him, avodosi, since my disappearance, ad sheod chai, who he's still living for 22 years under your achzoyes dipka treatment. I mean, oh, and also, ochichochichom nimretzes haroy lasos seret benefesh. It made a cut in their skin. Only example means it made a cut in their flesh. And what else did he do? They do. He said, "You said that I didn't exist." You lied. And now I'm here. Ooh, Shuvlo Batuach. Now he doesn't trust them anymore. Maybe the father's not living either. That's the Tochacho. You Achzorim and Shakronim. You are Shakronim. You said a lie, because here I am. And you said that my father has to live through this? Wow. Says the Gemara over there in Tayachagigo Dalit, compares to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you get to Gan Eden, we'll say, step right up here. You, what did you do with your 75, 85, 95 years? What did you do? Oy lonam yom hadin for the averas. Oy lonam yom achtochocha for the mitzvahs you didn't do. Ooh, he started to cry over lozakim otel haikro. What a busha, what a shame. Oy lonam yom hadin. Oy lonam yom achtochocha. What a piece of Torah this is. Enough to take us through this, to carry us through till tomorrow night, Mirth Hashem, we'll continue the parasha and more, some more inspiring insights into Machshava of Torah, some deeper dimensions of Torah. See, I had a Rebbe once used to teach me Torah like this. He called it Yehuda Yahadus Unplugged, which means you have to learn it like you learn a Blat Gemara, learn with the Aruch Chaim and the Ramban and Rashi and the Sitzacham on Rashi and the Midrashim and the Malvim and the Balaturim and the Ramban and Ibn Ezra with all the Diktuk and everything. You look at this, it comes alive. The whole Torah comes alive. It's you have to learn it slow, like you eat something that's very tasty. You don't just swallow it. No, you got to work it through the mind. That's the timeless Chochmas of Torah. All right, anyhow, Rabbi Sa'a Gutten, like we're going to start.